Everyone loves chocolate. 3 million tons of it are consumed every year, half of it in Europe. But the success of chocolate has a dark side. While first world kids are enjoying the sweet taste, reality is rather different for Africa's children. According to a wide range of organizations, the chocolate industry is accused of covering up the trafficking of children and the use of child labor on the cocoa plantations. We have decided to investigate these allegations. But the truth can be dangerous. We will go undercover with hidden cameras and assumed identity. Is it true that young children work as slaves in the chocolate industry? Our journey starts in Cologne, in Germany. Every year, the chocolate industry gathers to promote and sell their products. Chocolate that is primarily made of cocoa from cocoa pods. First, we want to find out where the cocoa is from.
The cocoa beans is from South America or Africa?
Africa.
Africa.
Okay.
Africa and South America.
Mostly from Ghana and Ivory.
Ivory Coast?
Ivory Coast, yes.
Okay. Ivory Coast.
The Ivory Coast is the world's largest cocoa producer. But rumors abound about child labor and the trafficking of children.
Where do you get the cocoa beans from?
The cocoa beans, they come from different regions in the world, but most of our cocoa beans, they come from Africa.
Okay.
Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana.
Do you know where the beans are coming from in Ivory
yeah.
Coast?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
do, sir.
So we have that tracking system that really goes back. We work with the three most important chocolate manufacturers in Belgium, which is Barry Callebaut, Cargill and Belcolade.
Because I've heard rumors about, you know, child labor and trafficking. Do you know anything about that?
I think you then ideally speak about that subject with the people from Barry Callebaut, for instance, because they make sure and that they have plans and they work together with the cooperatives in those regions where people are paid properly
okay.
for their cocoa beans.
Okay.
The Swiss company Barry Callebaut is the largest supplier of cocoa mass for the industry. Most of their cocoa comes from the Ivory Coast.
How many people have you employees in, for instance, in Ivory Coast?
In Ivory Coast particular, I don't know it by heart. In general, we have almost 1,000 people working in origin countries. In
the that's a lot.
Out of the 7,500, almost 1,000 people are working in origin countries.
What about the rumors? I've heard about rumors about child labor and trafficking. Does it exist, the trafficking of kids in Ivory Coast?
To be honest, I don't know. I don't know if these traffics exist, and if it exists, I presume that it is exceptional. I've been a few times now in those origin countries. These are things I haven't seen myself. But if it exists, okay, it's clear that it should be condemned, and this is, again, something which is absolutely unacceptable, of course.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
No one here seems to believe the rumors of child labor or trafficking. We decide to investigate further. We are going to West Africa. Our first stop is Mali. Children are said to be smuggled from Mali to the cocoa plantations on the Ivory Coast. This is trafficking. The trafficking of children should not actually be possible. The largest chocolate manufacturers signed an agreement in 2001. It's called the Harkin-Engel Protocol. It states that child labor and the trafficking of children are prohibited in the cocoa industry after 2008. We have arrived in Mali, one of the world's poorest countries. A country with little or no export. The authorities deny that children are being trafficked. That's why we're working undercover and using hidden cameras. We have allied ourselves with a local helper. His name is Yushao Traore. He runs a private school and a small hospital for the poorest citizens.
In my neighborhood where I'm living, I'm experiencing this every day.
Yushao takes us to Sikasso in southern Mali.
Okay, so this is the bus station.
We're told that trafficking takes place from the bus station. This is the junction for all traffic to the Ivory Coast. Yushao says the children are bused to the border town of Zegwa. And from there, they are smuggled across the border. We want to know more about the operation, so we go to the local union for the city's bus drivers.
How is it with the trafficking of children?
This is a dimension trafficking. I've been dimension of Bodongo. But I only like a bara, Belembe, Garcona de Maya. Santan Fla, Santan Saba, Santan Nane. Musumanu, Santan Kile, Santan Fla.
Since 2003, Idrissa Kante has tried to stop trafficking of children. He has statistics of the children he has rescued from trafficking.
And demis la. Aw ne dimiseni keme ani bisabane fla. De identifier. Chemani bikonono ani wolon fla, musomani bisaba anduru. 2007 la 140. Bikonono chemani bikonono ni konono.
In 2008 and 2009, he rescued over 150 children. His list includes children aged 7, children from Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger. We visit the local head of the bus companies. Since he doesn't want to step forward, we use a hidden camera. While we talk, a man suddenly turns up. The man has spotted a girl entering a bus with a female trafficker.
Maybe I can step in here and look down. I'll just stay later and look.
Once we get to the bus, the woman has disappeared.
This is the girl, you know, that was they took out of the bus now.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Segu is a village 450 kilometers away from this bus station.
But why is she here?
Musoni, I am Mufe Kibita Musoro Cote d'Ivoire.
The girl says she's 12, but Yushao thinks she's younger. She was promised work in Bouké, an area with many cocoa plantations. The girl is now handed over to social services, who will bring her back home.
The situation today is very, very sad to me, and it's heartbreaking. But this is not the first time, you know. My life is full of this kind of situation. This is why, you know, I really feel very, very bad and cry.
Now we're heading to Zegwa, but we'll make a stop along the way. A village with 500 residents. Several children have disappeared from here after being lured away by traffickers.
How many children has left your village to go to the Ivory Coast? How old are the children when they leave?
We drive on to Zegwa, a small border town only a few kilometers from the Ivory Coast. Our cover story is that we work for an aid organization. We're going to meet a local restaurant owner who is witness to child smuggling here.
Is the trafficking going on from here every day?
The restaurant owner contacts a trafficker who transports children on his motorbike. An hour later, the trafficker arrives. We promise not to mention his name.
Mimi trafficker. Bon, trafficker ni frontier la etse kafa ko karsal be trafficker. Parce que dova ke alibena bla dova la alibena bla bon tabula kelen tala ko. Dans frontière era la ni ko iba foko karsate trafficker ke galantike. Bon, souvent, on a dit que nous sommes en train de faire des choses, on a dit que nous sommes en train de faire des choses.
Trafficking is said to take place from the city's bus station. Normally, this guarded crossing is used. According to the restaurant owner, this back road is used for illegal transport. It leads directly to the Ivory Coast. We go back and wait for the next bus. A few hours later, a bus arrives from Sikasso.
What about the boys?
In the chaos around the bus, the children walk away. The traffickers chase after them and surround them on their motorbikes. They will transport them across the border. We follow the traffickers by the unofficial back road. We find a boy who was smuggled across by a trafficker.
Hey, baby, who got you flipped? Huh? Who got you flipped? Huh? Huh? Ali and Johnny. Huh?
Ah.
Soon the boy will be transported further south. We leave Pogo in the northern part of the Ivory Coast, an area controlled by local militias who cooperate with the traffickers. Town's inhabitants begin to talk about us. Researching the coca industry can be dangerous. On April the 16th, 2004, French-Canadian journalist Guy-André Kiefer was kidnapped in a parking lot on the Ivory Coast. He was doing a story about bribery and the laundering of cocoa money in the Ivorian government. He has never been found, and the case is still unsolved. We say goodbye to Yu Xiao Taiwei and send our new helpers undercover in the Ivory Coast.
Just use it like this. Like this.
Their job is to visit cocoa plantations and see if children work there. While they're going over land, we fly to the cocoa capital of Abidjan in the south. Abidjan houses the head offices of the largest chocolate manufacturers. Here we find Nestle, Cargill, ADM, and Barry Callebaut, who all have their head offices here with several hundred employees. 42% of the world's cocoa production come from the Ivory Coast. Together, these companies buy almost the entire production. In Abidjan, we meet Ange Aboa. He's a journalist for Reuters and has studied the industry for years. He describes the route from a random cocoa plantation to the chocolate manufacturer. It all starts at a cocoa plantation. The cocoa pods are harvested and the beans are dried in the sun. Then the cocoa beans are bought by intermediaries at €1 a kilo. They sell them to national exporters. The beans are then washed, packed, and sold. Now the price is €2.50 a kilo. From the stock exchange, the cocoa is sold on to the chocolate companies. The companies turn them into cocoa powder or cocoa butter. The chocolate manufacturers make chocolate. A kilo of cocoa at €1 for the farmer becomes 40 chocolate bars. We are meeting the third largest cocoa exporter, SAF Cacao. They export to the US and Europe. They make a profit of more than €135 million a year. These cocoa sacks have arrived from a halfway station in the area. The cocoa will later be delivered to Nestle, among others.
Tout d'abord, il faut que vous sachiez une chose. Moi, personnellement, je suis né dans le cacao. Et j'ai jamais trouvé un enfant de 10 ans ou de 15 ans ou de 16 ans ou bien de 13 ans travailler dans une plantation. Il n'y a pas d'enfant dans les plantations.
Our undercover researchers have reached a cocoa plantation in the north of the Ivory Coast. They see several children. Some carry machetes for harvesting the cocoa pods.
I Je peux rassurer le monde entier. Le monde entier. Ce n'est pas seulement l'Amérique ou l'Europe. Qu'aujourd'hui, la Côte d'Ivoire est un pays où il n'y a pas des enfants esclaves dans les plantations. Il n'y a pas des enfants qui travaillent dans les plantations. On a vérifié, on a mis des comités en place pour suivre. Et jusqu'à aujourd'hui, on n'a pas eu un seul rapport qui nous dit qu'il y a des enfants esclaves. Et même dans les frontières.
So you don't think that the children from Mali and Burkina Faso are being trafficked to the Ivory Coast to work in the cocoa plantation?
Non, 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 non. Nous sommes premiers producteurs de cacao. Nous sommes premiers producteurs de cacao. Et si on n'achète plus le cacao, vous savez un peu que c'est quel désastre ça va créer au monde. Donc aujourd'hui, il ne faut pas jouer avec ces mots-là. Je pense qu'on a les preuves, on peut venir voir. Il n'y a pas des enfants esclaves dans les plantations.
Ali Lakis is one of the world's largest cocoa exporters. He sells cocoa to Nestlé, among others. He is adamant there is neither trafficking nor child labor in the Ivory Coast. We head back to Abidjan. Our research has raised interest at the highest Ivorian government levels. We're invited to meet the man officially in charge of the fight against child trafficking. He is the president's right-hand man and has asked for a meeting because he has heard about our investigation.
Hello?
Yeah? Hello, how are you?
Hi, thank you. And you? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What are you doing down here?
Documentary about the cocoa business and about the problems which has been in the cocoa sector.
Which problem? Which one?
Which one? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The children who is...
The child labor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they are your...
But you know about the problem?
It's not a problem.
But,
because... I mean, we know what's happening, so
yes.
We know how to deal with it, yes. So it's no more a problem.
Yes.
Let's go to my office.
Yes.
And then we...
Thank you.
Monsieur.
It's more comfortable.
Okay,
to sit down. I went to the north, the northern part of Ivory Coast, the borders up next to Sigwa. The traffickers just, you know, take the children and go through the back road.
But honestly, between you and me, okay, the crop, the cocoa crop, starts in October and finish in March. So if you see people coming in July, September, October, it's not for cocoa. There's no cocoa around, so it's not a work in the cocoa farm. In the cocoa farms, what is it about? I mean, there's people here, Côte d'Ivoire. It's like for those countries, when they're on vacation, they come, you know, there's what we say in French, colonie de vacances, they're coming in Côte d'Ivoire to have, I mean, Côte d'Ivoire is like, we are foreign, we want to go to France, we want to go to United States to spend, I mean, for vacation, okay? They're coming for vacation. But you see a bus with 20 kids, oh, they're going to work in a farm. But in September, in July, August, September, what are they going to do? There's no thing to do.
What about in April?
In April, that's different.
Yeah, but I saw it in April, actually.
In April, that's the only thing. I mean, that's the one thing we stop in April. People may, I mean, they will try to do it. But what you have to understand is that even if people try to do it, there is the law against, we've got the law, trafficking, child labor, everything. It's against Ivory Coast law. It's against.
Okay, thank you very much for taking your time to...
We decide to visit the plantations ourselves to see if it's true that no children are working here. We choose a random plantation in the area where SAF Cacao gets its cocoa.
per day work there?
Yes.
The kids?
Yes.
We come across four little boys and a man. They all come from Burkina Faso. They don't seem to be on vacation. The plantation worker says the children are aged 10 to 12. None of the children goes to school or can speak the local language. According to international labor laws, this is illegal. We continue our search on other plantations. There are plenty of children here. We meet more plantation workers.
Oui, je suis là, Michel.
Ah, ok. Donc, là, c'est le boîtier maintenant. Ah, vous reprenez le travail à quelle heure?
Hein?
Travail, ça va recommencer à quelle heure? À 3 heures. Okay. C'est les enfants de qui?
Il a voyagé.
Ah, ok. Ça va?
Ça va.
Donc, vous tous travaillez dans le cacao là, mais actuellement, c'est le repos, c'est ça?
Ah.
Vous êtes fini de récolter?
The two adult workers seem suspicious of us.
Merci.
It's difficult to know if they are telling the truth because actually some of them sounds familiar with the problem of using kids.
Right now there is more communication about this issue. So when they see someone with white people talking about that, you know, they pay attention.
I have a shirt and the small camera, I can switch it on. So
okay. Yeah.
Again, we'll use the hidden camera. Perhaps we'll get different answers. We meet a plantation owner. He's from the neighboring country, Burkina Faso.
Demande si on veut avoir des enfants venir travailler dans notre plantation ici. Qu'est-ce qu'on doit faire?
Quoi? Aller te faire. Ça coûte des beaucoup quoi. Même quand tu as dit quoi, ben moi je vais faire quoi faire. Il veut que faire les gens. Mais ben quoi faire?
C'est combien? Hein? Si on doit faire venir quelqu'un là, au Burkina venir travailler, combien?
Vous savez les balles, quoi vivre là-bas.
A child from Burkina Faso can be bought for 230 euros. And that's without haggling. The price includes transport, an indefinite use of the child. Most children never get paid. Sometimes children manage to flee the plantations. We meet two boys from Mali. They've worked as slaves on a plantation on the Ivory Coast.
Did you want to go to work in the cocoa plantation?
Anaga kawali.
Ni bana kiti bara ke drogi bugo. So ni suma la talfe. Ni ki bugo.
Anku ngacha kungo kono dole nana boli. Otugoro no kobo mine. Anto ofene ambulla. Anga keshi kungo kono ana shi dole ga kako foro kono. Ale fene nana e kanyi nga tugo an tugo ofafe.
The use of child labor in the cocoa industry is prevalent. This is in spite of the international chocolate manufacturers in 2001 having signed a protocol to the contrary. Next, we'll contact the chocolate manufacturers who buy cocoa here. What are they doing to stop child labor in the industry? During our research, we come across Interpol. Shortly before we arrived here, they took action on some cocoa plantations in the eastern part of the Ivory Coast.
Hello, mister.
Elle s'est déroulée. Suis la route. Elle s'est déroulée dans les marchés. Elle s'est déroulée dans les plantations où nous sommes allés en profondeur dans les deux premiers jours pour aller chercher des enfants. Et le second jour, nous sommes revenus à l'intérieur de la ville. Mais bien évidemment, quand on était au dernier jour, les gens se sont rendus compte que la police était présente. Ils ont commencé à cacher des enfants. Donc les enfants, on les cachait dans les maisons. Et puisqu'on n'avait pas accès aux maisons.
How many children were saved in the operation Bia?
Au total, nous avons eu à intercepter 65 enfants. Les 65 enfants, nous les avons remis à la structure chargée de l'audition des enfants. Ce sont des spécialistes des assistants sociaux. Les assistants sociaux. Donc c'est eux qui ont fait l'écoute des enfants.
He shows us Interpol's report from the operation, stating that the children are from Mali, Burkina Faso, Niger, Nigeria, Togo and Benin.
Nous avons effectivement interpellé des trafiquants. Ils étaient au nombre de 8. On les a auditionnés.
Were you surprised to find children working in the plantation?
Surpris? Non.
There is no doubt about the extent of the problem. The chocolate manufacturers should know these facts, since each of them has several hundred employees in the Ivory Coast.
Thank you.
To SAF Cacao to confront the owner with our new knowledge and Interpol's operation.
Last time you told me that child labor doesn't exist, but the Interpol has rescued 65 children in an operation. What is your comment to that?
C'est médiatisé, c'est la catastrophe. L'État de Côte d'Ivoire, même les journaux en parlent, la télévision en parle, aux infos. Oui, on a trouvé un enfant dans une plantation, 5 enfants, et le gars, il est conduit directement en prison. Donc vous conviendrez avec moi que l'État est en train de mener cette campagne de lutte contre les enfants dans les plantations.
The CEO of SAF Cacao now admits there is a problem. Now we're heading to Geneva in Switzerland.
Welcome to Geneva Airport. Please keep your seatbelt fastened and all electronic devices completely switched off.
We want to show our film to ILO, a part of the United Nations. ILO is fighting illegal child labor and trafficking on an international basis. ILO and the chocolate industry signed the Harkin-Engel Protocol in 2001. It was to stop child labor in the chocolate industry.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Mickey Mistrati.
Frank Hagemann, yeah. Nice to meet you.
How do you feel about that?
It's very sad. It's very sad to see, I must say. It's a very, it's often, you know, I've been working in the area of programs and policies against child labor for some 13 years now. But every time you see something like this, you know, it serves as a shocking reminder, I must say. And often enough, you know, I have to add, perhaps, it's a feeling of helplessness, which overcomes you when you see something like that. I mean, it's a very dangerous work kids do in these plantations. It's not only the machetes, but it's the they often carry heavy loads. We see that they're often exposed to pesticides. Mm-hmm. When you work with pesticides, the effects will only come out in 20 or 30 years.
Yeah. Does the protocol work, in your opinion?
I think we have seen some progress in the area. The topic has been kept in the international debate. Governments have been sensitized, and some knowledge has been put on the table. But in terms of real change, we have seen relatively little so far. If you ask me now, well, how many kids do actually work in cocoa plantations in Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana? I wouldn't be able to give you an exact figure.
What are the chocolate companies really doing to combat the problem? According to the industry, they spent 6 million euros a year on aid programs in the last 9 years. By comparison, Nestlé had a turnover of more than 12 billion euros last year. We asked these companies for an interview. They all declined to see and comment on our film. They only issue a statement through their joint spokesperson. One passage states, "The vast majority of cocoa farms are not owned by the companies that make chocolate or supply cocoa, and we therefore don't have direct control over cocoa farming and labor practices. The industry will not accept responsibility for these conditions. We won't give up. We will make an extra effort to make Nestlé, the largest food company, see our film. They have a world market share of 12% and have been present in the Ivory Coast for more than 50 years. They must know about the problems with trafficking and child labor." Nestlé will now get a chance to see how most of their cocoa is grown.
According to international labor laws, this is strictly forbidden. But it is also the opposite of what Fam Cacao, the other chocolate companies, have promised the consumers. That child labor must not occur in the chocolate industry. In 2008 and 2009, he rescued over 150 children. His list includes children aged 7, children from Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger.
Mais c'est contre Nestlé ou c'est pour Nestlé ?